WFMD 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. A lot of people are texting me and asking me, hey, when's the audio going to be up on that interview? Well, it's, you know, I can't do it while I'm on the air because there's some editing that has to be done, and and then I have to put it all together, and so it'll be up after 9 o'clock, and then I also do a podcast or a broadcast with my buddy Chris Moore. So it'll be there as soon as we get it up there, and I'll post it online and keep checking back. Let's go to the phones. First of all, let's go to the phones and talk to Grant. Grant, welcome to the program. Good morning. How are you there? Good morning.
Nice to meet you. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So I'm actually one of the group of the first graduating class from Tuscarora back in 2006.
Okay.
And I've been listening in on your guys' conversation a little bit this morning, and I thought, you know what, I probably should give a call in and just kind of throw my opinion in on it.
Well, you know what, you have a very good opinion because you've been there and you've done that, right?
Exactly. And so, and I actually, you know, also have like a somewhat unique situation because I actually started at Frederick High School, and I have an older brother who actually spent all 4 years at Frederick High School. So I've kind of seen both sides of it, I guess, a little bit. And so what I wanted to kind of drop in a little bit on the conversation is just a kind of different mindset is that, you know, I can't disagree with a lot of what I've heard, with Tuscarora and the fighting and stuff like that. But also, it almost seems like there's always a school that's a target or kind of a hotspot, that everybody kind of focuses on for one school that's fighting. Mm-hmm. I know there was a period of time where Frederick High was kind of like the black eye of the school district. Everybody was like, oh, there's Frederick High, so bad, it's so terrible. I ended up doing my freshman year there, and the school wasn't all that bad at all. Yes, there was fighting, but I know there's fighting in just about every school, and there's, you know, trouble in just about every school. And so when I went to Tuscarora, I mean, I made it out, you know, thank goodness. I made it out pretty clean. I avoided some situations and things like that. But, yeah, there was some fighting, and I think that some of that's just to be – had when you have that many students together, even with the administration and the number of teachers they have, when it's just that many students, you're going to have conflict. And there's going to be some fighting, and so I guess my opinion on all of it is that, yeah, you know, there was some fighting at Tuscarora, but you know, you said something earlier, Bob, that I think is spot on. That there's a lot of great things that are going on at Tuscarora as well.
Yeah, Grant, let me ask you a couple questions if you don't mind. First of
sure,
all, because
sure,
you came from Frederick High, and there are people who say, look, this is because of the redistricting and bringing people out from Frederick High that this is part of the problem. And I don't necessarily, I mean, it could be part of it. I don't know. But, I mean, did you feel that you were targeted because you were from Frederick High? Did you feel like you were being picked on because you were from Frederick High?
There was definitely an us and them kind of thing going on.
Okay.
I grew up in downtown Frederick, and so I went from walking to Frederick High to on a bus to Tuscarora. And there was, I got to admit, the couple years I was at Tuscarora, there was a lot of conflict between the kids from downtown and the kids from, you know, Ballinger, Adamstown, and all around that area as well. So, I feel like that could be a good part of it, but you know, you can't assume that that's everything, and I'm
right.
Sure that that's not everything now.
Well, Grant, I appreciate your perspective, and absolutely. I mean, you've been through it. You've been there and done that, so thank you so much. 8:15 at WFMD. It's the Morning News Express Sports next.